you, Nanu. Shazbat.
Scrapbook so I can take back memories from the planet Earth.
Oh, that's really nice. A scrapbook of Earth.
What are you putting in there? Flags of different countries? Pictures of our world leaders?
Hey, save it for the Republicans, Mr. Eisenhower. I'm going to put some real fun stuff in here. Something for the real people. Some big yucks. Look at this. An example of some of your Earth poetry.
Huh. Let's see. There once was a girl from Dundee who... Where did you get this?
From the poetry cubicles down at the basketball arena. People must really love poetry because they're all lined up to pay a dime to sit down and write poetry.
I think I'll go read some poetry.
Look at this here.
Now, what is this? What is this?
It's a souvenir from a wrestling match.
When did you ever go to a wrestling match?
Well, they have them every weekend down by the lake in those parked cars. Every time I walk by, one of these came out.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Oh.
Little Jody.
Mm.
Wow, he's really got.
Yeah, he's my little man, all right.
Well, you don't look like you're made out of snakes and snails and puppy dog tails.
Is this the person who used to live in your stomach? The former bulge?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so tiny. How do you ever get out of there?
Well, I think the doctor helped him out, Mark.
I don't know what he did. He slipped him a map and a compass and said, "You're on your own, clown. Good luck."
Here. Why don't you hold him
for
a while?
I don't speak small. It's all...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Be careful.
So
what can I help you with?
He's so cute.
What do you two talk about when you're alone?
Well, nothing yet. Jody can't talk.
Oh, a little mute. It's okay. My name is Mork. Nanu, Nanu.
Don't worry, Mork. In a couple of months, he'll be chattering like crazy.
Yeah, and I'll have the fun of teaching him new words.
Oh, no, you shouldn't teach him new words. You should use the old words like everyone else uses, or else I'll think he's an idiot.
I know about that, boy.
Yeah. That's good advice, Mark.
Yeah, and I'll teach him to eat by himself and walk. He's got a lot to learn.
It's okay. Oh, look. I taught him how to hug.
I'll just take these two. Okay, good.
Oh, here you go. Oh, he's really incredible.
Minnie, can we get one? Can we order one today? How about it? Can we get one? Please. Be fantastic.
Sure.
Send away for one.
Well, maybe you and Mindy ought to get together sometime and talk.
No matchmaking, Sally?
Hey, don't suck on that. You don't know where it's been. That's fantastic. He doesn't have any teeth. Who's her father, Leon Sphinx? You gotta be real careful. He's real tiny. He's fragile, you know. You might hurt him some way.
Mark.
Oh, you probably know that, don't you?
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll treat him just as if he were my own son.
Okay.
Well, here you go.
Oh,
thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll have to get together soon.
Yeah. Good. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Take care, little fella. There's no place to grow but up.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah, for a guy who doesn't move very much, he sure sweats a lot. You know, I think he likes me a lot. You know how I can tell?
How?
Because when I was hugging him, he made a little noise like this. What does that mean?
Oh, Mork, that was just a little... Listen, you're right. That was his way of telling you that he likes you.
Oh, I knew it. Kids are such a gas. I wish I had one of my own. Can men have babies, too?
Well, they can help. It's sort of like a union.
Oh, you mean like the Teamsters?
Well, it's
It's not exactly like the
film. Oh, sure. I hear about women in labor all the time.
No, it's not done like that.
Well, how do you do it?
Why don't you ask my father? He's real good at things like this. I have to go back here and work on something.
You're going to have to confront the situation someday. Dad, how do they do it?
How do who do what?
Well, how do they make babies? Like, I know where they come from. I'm no pinhead, but... How do they get them in? Do they blow them up? Do they add water? What happens? What do they do?
Well, Mark, how a baby is born isn't as important as the miracle of creation.
You don't know either, do you?
Well, it's been a long time since Mindy was born.
Oh. She must have been a lot of fun to hold. She sure is now.
She was wonderful. I can't tell you what it's like to have a little helpless baby completely dependent upon you.
I've never had anything dependent upon me.
Well, don't worry. Someday you'll have a child. Or something of your own.
Thank you. I can't wait for it. I'm headed back now. Mindy, I'll catch you back at the apartment.
Wait.
Yes, sir. She's my baby.
For a couple seconds.
1001, 1002. Now you don't make yourself a stranger anymore. Come on back anytime. You all come back now. You're here. Wow, deja vu.
Now you can close the door.
Yes, sir. Glad to see you in here.
Friend, you don't know me.
Oh, yes, I do. I saw you in the music store. Then you followed me to the grocery store. Glad to see you here once again.
Right. Now, well, I was in that music store. I couldn't help but notice that you were really enjoying holding that small baby.
Oh, yeah. Never had one before, and I really liked it.
And didn't I hear you say you'd like one of your own?
Yeah, but it's physically impossible, you know. I don't have a test tube. But I'd give anything to have one.
Would you give $10,000?
Hey, what?
You see, I know this couple with a baby, and they're trying to find a real nice home for it. You understand?
And if I don't give you the money, they're going to turn it out into the woods and it'll be raised by rabbits?
What do you say, buddy?
Oh, can't let that happen. He might never take care of himself and he'll get a little fur ball caught in his throat.
Or worse, unless you take care of it. Of course, that's up to you.
All right. I'll do anything you want. I'll get the money for you.
You got yourself a deal.
Fantastic.
I'll call you in the morning, all right? Oh, and one thing. Don't breathe a word of this to anyone. Anyone.
Okay, but I have to borrow money from somebody. What do I tell them?
That's your problem, kid. My friends don't like publicity. Remember, one word, no deal.
No pressure. Well, I guess I better do this to save the kid. And besides, I'll finally be a father. I'll be able to teach him to walk, to talk, maybe to fly an egg.
Yeah, I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Take care.
Yeah.
Oh, greasy. I'm going to have a baby. K.O., Jose. Whoa. I feel kind of strange, kind of dizzy. I feel a sudden craving for pickles and ice cream. Mindy, sweetheart, darling, long time no see, honey bunch. It's dynamic to see you again, darling. Can I ask you just a small favor?
What?
Can I have $10,000?
No.
Why not? I really need it. I gotta have it. Please, 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 please.
Now, what could you possibly need that costs $10,000?
Socks.
Socks.
Gucci socks.
$10,000 worth of Gucci socks.
Well, that's four pair and a garter.
Listen, Mork, I'd really like to help you out, but I don't have that kind of money.
What kind do you have?
I have the kind that jingles. You know, the kind you use in gum machines.
Oh, humor.
And what do you need $10,000 for, anyway?
Well, it's for a big surprise. It's real expensive, but I know you'll love it. You're not going to help me? Okay. All right. What can I do to get $10,000? I can always go to
Jesus.
That would cost me an arm and a broken leg.
I know. You can try selling apples.
That's right! Apples! Let's see it. A nickel apiece, that's 20,000 apples. No? Okay, we can sell one big apple on steroids for $10,000. No, wait. I can babysit for mainland China. No?
I can teach etiquette to Billy Carter.
No?
I can sell dental floss to the Osmonds.
Listen, you think of something. I'm going to go in the bedroom right now and change my clothes, but I will be back to discuss this with you later.
I'll be your valet for $2,000.
Oh. Well,
in case I do get the money, I better practice being a father.
Yay. Here's my little surrogate baby.
Here we go.
Yay. Think-a-doo, hatchling, dee-doo. Think-a-doo, hatchling, dee-doo. Oh, fantastic. I love you so.
Why didn't you tell me you had to do that?
May I show you some disco records?
No, thanks. I'm with the FBI.
Oh. Well, maybe I can show you some police records.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like you to look at this photograph and tell me if you've ever seen this man before.
Hey, wait a minute. This guy was hanging around here yesterday. Who is he?
He's a creep who kidnaps and sells babies. We were tailing him yesterday when he followed a woman with a baby into this store.
Oh, my God, that was Sally. Is he after her baby?
It could be, but don't worry. We're watching him.
Oh, thank goodness.
The odd thing is, when he left here, he didn't follow her. He followed some strange-looking man with suspenders. To your house, Miss McConnell.
To my house? What would he be doing at my house?
That's what we want to ask you.
Does a strange man with suspenders give you a clue?
Oh, Dad, Mark wouldn't do anything wrong. Wait a minute. How much does this guy sell babies for?
$10,000.
Well, what I meant was Mark wouldn't do anything wrong intentionally.
Ma'am, if you think your friend is trying to buy a baby, relax. He's not in trouble. We want the kidnapper.
You wouldn't arrest him?
Absolutely not.
Well, then I think my friend Mark might be trying to buy a baby. Yesterday, when I came home from work, he asked me if he could borrow $10,000.
Did you give it to him?
No, I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you do now.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Miss McConnell, we must have your help.
Well, I guess if the guy is that big a creep, I guess Mark would want to help, too.
No, no, you can't tell him. This guy is sharp, and if he thinks he's being set up, we'll lose him again.
He's right, dear. Mark is no actor.
Now, I want you to call me the minute you know when and where the transfer is being made. Good day.
This is the famous Orkin atom smasher. Let me show you how this works. First, get one government atom. There's one. Put it under there. Flatto! I'll clean up that mess later, but actually, if we'd split the atom, we'd all be dead meat by now. But let's move on quickly. It can also crush a nut. See the nut?
I see the nut.
Thank you.
Mark, I got the money you need. $10,000.
Oh, Mindy, that's fantastic. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, poor child.
I didn't. Oh. I got it right.
You got a raise. That's wonderful.
Well, what's this?
I dried the clothes in the microwave. No, actually, it's better than that. You see, I made this for my favorite TV star.
Boss, my shirts have landed.
Give it to me, Tattoo. I want to wear it. That's my fantasy.
Look at that ring. Isn't it amazing? Look at the size of that sucker, boy. I bet Elizabeth Taylor doesn't even have one of these.
No, she doesn't.
It's a seeing eye rattle for a blind snake.
Snake by the bell.
Telephone. Yellow.
Oh, howdy. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, I've got the money. See? Yeah, tomorrow noon. At the bus station. Yep. Mindy, this is a private call. Do you mind if I take it in there?
Oh, No, go right ahead.
Thank you.
He hung up.
Roadways, next bus to Denver will be leaving Boulder at 3 o'clock.
Is the seat taken? Thank you.
Attention. The 3:30 bus to Los Angeles will now be departing at 4:45.
Nice day, huh? Oh, on a liquid diet. No, I'm expecting a baby. Not literally, boy. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? Whoa. Yeah. Be coming through here any time now, you know. I, little guy, so helpless, so tiny. That's why I'm here to take care of him. I'm the father figure. Yeah. He's only 6 months old, and I haven't seen him in 2 years. He called me up the other day on the phone. Kind of a strange conversation. All he knows is, how he got those little fingers in the dial, I'll never know. So I says to him, boy, you're about as much fun as... I guess the firstborn means a lot to a father. That's what I'm going to be. Here's my man now. I'm over here! I'm over here!
Don't you know what's happening here?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you $10,000 and you're going to give me a baby.
Could you shut up? You'll wake up the baby. Now, where's the money?
Here it is.
Okay. Easy. I want to make sure it's all here. Okay. Here's your kid.
Whoa. Hold it, Scuzz. I want to steer it, make sure he's all here.
He's all there, but I'm not so sure about you.
Oh, thank you. Hey, it's been a pleasure dealing with the Stetson Stork.
Passengers are now disembarking from Aspen.
Up against the wall.
Attention, Mr. Dan Benton, please report to the...
Hands behind your back.
I'm telling you, you got the wrong guy.
Sure we do. You are Chuck Wilson, alias Chuck Martin, alias Charles Henthorne.
See, you don't know who you got.
We got you this time. This money is marked. Take him out to the car and read him his rights. Well, let's get the baby and take him back to his parents.
Okay. He's gone. He must have slipped out the back.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure he's going back to Miss McConnell's house. I better get her on the phone at the store.
So the beautiful princess said, if I kiss you, will you buy me a Halston dress and take me to Long Island and build me a condominium? And the jive toad said, sure, Mama, anything you want. And so the princess kissed the ugly toad. And lo and behold, she croaked. She keeled right over, splat. And her little tiny crown rolled down the hill because the toad was wearing poisoned lip gloss. Here's the moral of the story. Never kiss a toad in drag. There we go. It's time for us to get rocking here. Here we go. Whoa, whoa. Let's get down, get funky. There we go.
Fing-a-doo hatchling bees, badango, on the lander, so you're waiting to.
Boy, I'm so proud to be a father. Can't wait for you to meet your godmoose, too.
I'm a father. Here, Chuck, here's the car. Thank you, Carl.
Mindy! Mindy, look! I'm a father. You never believe what happened. All of a sudden, this little guy followed me all the way home, and all of a sudden, a little tiny knock at the door. And he crawled right in. You know, that's fantastic.
Mark.
Okay, here's what really happened. I was walking down the street, and I saw these bulrushes, and there was a burning bush, you know? All of a sudden, this big voice said, take him home. It'll be all right. I know. Old dopey me. I should never get my alibis out of a bestseller.
Here's the truth. This is what really happened. You see, his parents abandoned him, and they'd leave him out in the woods, and he'd be raised by rabbits. And who knows what happened when hunting season would come along? He might end up on a little chain as a good luck charm. You know what I mean? Mindy, please. See, he's fantastic, and I'll be a great father. I'll love him. I'll care for him. I'll feed him. I'll do everything he needs. And besides, I named him after you.
Oh, Mark, you're not making this easy at all.
I don't want to make it easy for you. He's fantastic. You can't send him.
Mark, you can't keep him.
Why not? I paid good money for him.
Well, that's just it. It's against the law to buy a baby.
No, it isn't. The guy who sells them to me says he sells them all the time.
That's right, and he's going to jail because of that.
Are they here to take him back?
I'm afraid they are.
But don't you understand? His parents are mean, nasty people.
That guy lied to you, Mark. This baby was stolen. His parents love him very much, and they want him back desperately.
All right, you get the baby, and I'll contact the office.
No, no, no. I'll give him back to you.
Come on.
Shh. Wait. You gotta keep him real dry because he's kind of like a dribble glass with arms. And, well, you gotta keep him real warm, too. Gotta keep him wrapped up real tight. And if he ever makes a noise like this, that means he likes you. Take care, little fella. Bye, little Mindy. Top of the world, Ma.
Miss McConnell, thank you. We'll be in touch.
I'm gonna miss him.
Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry things worked out like this.
Yeah. Me too.
I feel so bad. You understand, I had to do that. I had to give him to those people.
Oh, I know. I didn't know his parents loved him so much and wanted him back. I can't blame them.
I don't know what to say. I just feel so sorry for you.
Oh, you don't have to feel sorry for me. Now I know what it's like to be a father. It's really wonderful. Even being a father for an hour is better than being never a father at all.
You're really amazing.
And besides, I really would have made a lousy father. Couldn't even get the kid to eat.
Calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Hey, laser breath.
Mork calling Orson.
Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson.
I read you, Mork. What have you got for me this week?
Oh, something very special, Your Immenseness. This week, I was a father for an hour.
That's wonderful. What's a father?
Oh, you remember Mother? Well, a father is the male counterpart.
If you have a mother, why do you need a father? Sounds like feather bedding to me.
Oh, no, a father's very important. He gives the child love.
You told me that's what the mother did.
Oh, but a child needs lots of love so he can grow big and strong in here.
That's the father's whole function?
No.
Just loving?
Oh, no, Your Fatitude. You see, a father serves another purpose, too. He provides food, shelter, leadership. And according to recent facts, he works very hard, worries a lot, and dies young so his family can go on living.
Who would apply for a job like that? You know, between the mother and the father, children receive so much of everything, they must be grateful.
Oh, no, sir, you see, they take it for granted until it's gone. Then they miss it.
Well, I don't understand why anybody'd want to be a parent.
Orson, it's one of those situations where you have to be there. Because once you hold this little tiny baby in your arms, this eensy, beansy, tiny being, it's...
Kito!
It makes it all worthwhile.
Personally, I'll stick with the test tubes.
Oh, que sera, sera. Till next week, Your Immenseness. Nanu, nanu. Andiamo.